This is RSBNB Update, Episode 11, recorded August 28th, 2005, distributed Monday, August 29th, 2005.
This is 69.
Looks like sheep squared.
Good morning, good evening, or good night. From wherever you are, from the high desert, this is Pika69.
I'm Shane1288. We're here with episode 11 of RSBNB Update. 11 is an odd number.
Which is good or bad.
I don't know. I think it's good to be odd sometimes. Odd people are interesting.
Okay.
Anyways, on to the business. This is RSBNB Update. This week's show will follow the same format as all the other shows.
As always.
RuneScape updates, tech news questions, RSBNB matters, rants, and some other ramblings. So I guess we should get started with this week's RuneScape updates.
The Blast Furnace.
Yeah, did you go and try it?
No, I haven't. You have to do a quest to get to it, right?
Yeah, you have to do one of the Dwarven quests.
Okay, I haven't done that quest in like over a year, so.
Yeah, it hasn't been a year. It's came about, May, I think, or something.
I still haven't done a quest for a very long time, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you've had to have done that quest. You've had to have done it.
I didn't do it.
Because you were there with the one where we shot you through the wall, remember?
Oh, wait, that was Between a Rock. That's part of it?
Yeah, that leads up to it, I think.
Oh, okay, but I didn't do the...
Did you do the one with different axe companies?
No, I was going to do it, but...
Okay, that's the one you need to do.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, well, I guess you should do that then. Well, then okay. I guess...
Let's talk about the Blast Furnace.
The Blast Furnace is basically a large area where you can do multiple smelting and stuff for the smithing skill. Allows you to smith your bars a whole lot faster. Like, you just put your ores on the conveyor belt, and they ride the conveyor belt into the big pot, and then eventually your bars will come out, and you'll get your bars. But it's not as simple as just putting the stuff in the melting pot. You have to... There's certain jobs everyone has to do. You need at least 5 people to do it. You need somebody to be riding the bike for agility. You get agility experience for riding the bike. It's actually pretty good experience. You get 2 experience a second, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's good agility experience there.
If you're there for a while.
Yeah. Another thing you can do there is you have another person to put coke in the furnace. This gives you 5 fire-making experience for each time you put a shovel load in. So that's, I guess, if you wanted to do that to raise fire-making, you could. Then there's another person to pump the furnace. This person gets strength experience for pumping the furnace.
Yay.
And that's also the most dangerous position, because if you pump too much, the furnace overheats and you get a blast of steam in your face.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, you can get hurt quite a bit.
Hmm.
And then there's another person to monitor the temperature and whether or not there's a part broken. So you need a craftsman in there as well fixing it. So this update, I think, was one of the better ones that came out this month, I think. I don't know. The people on our site rated pretty good, I think. Because we started doing polls in the forums about the update. I think the majority of this one, the people rated it pretty good, I think. Most of them are over 3. Actually, it's a tie. 5 people voted 4 of 5, and 5 people voted 5 of 5. So I guess this is a pretty good update for people then. Probably the best update this month. What do you think so far?
I haven't done it yet, so I guess it's good.
Yeah.
I guess. I'll go with you on it.
I don't think I'm going back there.
I thought you said you wanted to, like, get 99 smithing there.
Well, that's something I'd like to do.
Oh, that was before you ended up going there?
Yeah.
See how stupid it was?
It's not stupid. No.
Okay.
But another thing stupid update this week is they changed the value for Crumble Undead.
No. Why?
I don't know. Like, they, like, basically cut the experience. They, like, it's, like, less than half of what it used to be.
This is true.
Yeah. So, basically...
It used to be 56.5 experience, now it's 24.5 experience.
Yeah, for a fail. Then, obviously, more depending on how much you hit.
Yeah.
So, that basically means a whole bunch of Chaos Runes I got. I'm going to have to buy double of them if I want to keep doing that for my magic experience.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
This is, like, bad, because Jagrix probably found out that people are actually enjoying magic now, so they had to go and ruin it.
Mm, yeah. So lots of stuff seems to be ruined. Oh, well.
Yes.
Another thing they added in this week, a little hidden kind of thing. Well, not, it wasn't posted on the news page, but it's definitely not hidden there. There's a bank robbery video in Draenor. Shows a picture of the wise old man robbing the bank. It's actually
and he killed people and took a blue party hat from some girl.
Yeah.
This isn't very nice of him.
No.
I think we should beat him up and take his party hat. And show how wise he is then.
Yeah. Well, anyways, he comes out of his little house across from the bank, uses some new magic spell on the wall, breaks in, and then kills two people inside, and hits another person on the head with the Ceridoman staff. Then kills the two people in the bank, takes the party hat. And they actually, this is one good thing Jagex did. They made the update seem like it was actually real people. They made them talk like real people. Like, just the way normal people would talk, that's how the people in the cutscene talked. Like, with they were calling each other noobs and stuff in there.
Well, weren't the account names in there actually people who've been banned before?
Because
I've been hearing that around.
Hmm. That's an interesting idea. I'm not sure about that, though. I never heard anything. Where'd you hear this?
On the forums.
Oh, yeah.
Our site forms.
I see. And another thing Jagex did this week is they increased the high scores to 1 million users. So that means basically any skill you... To get on the high score, you just basically need a skill above 30 again.
So basically it's for all those little people out there who are too little newbie to actually be on the high score, so they just pander to the little noobs again like they do every week.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
There's people with an overall of a 58 I saw on the high scores. So.
That's pathetic.
Yeah.
Sorry to anyone that has 58 overall, but that's just sad.
Yeah. Well, I guess, actually, I'm actually okay with that because my mining was going to get bumped off in a matter of days. Even though it's 55, which is still pretty decent.
It's okay.
Just because there's so many people on that set of high scores.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Apparently, they say this will make it easier for members, this will make it easier in the member skills for people to get on high scores. It will also make it so my mining doesn't get knocked off as soon.
Well, that's just make you have to mine more.
Yeah.
Why I have to worry about it?
Well, yeah. I don't like mining. That's why it's like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, what do you want to do next? Questions, tech news? It's up to you.
Tech news.
Sure.
Sure.
The tech news has always... I find some interesting stories. The first one is a UK mom was fined for her daughter downloading music. I'm not sure how this would work in Canada, though, because our copyright law is kind of... We're not sure about... What's happening here? I know in the States it's pretty easy to get fined. Do you know anybody that's gotten fined for downloading stuff?
I've heard about stuff like that in the media, but I don't know anybody personally who's been fined.
Oh, that's good. That's
yeah. Or yet to be fined, at least.
Yeah.
So,
yet to be fined. That means there's still a whole lot of people do it, meaning doing it.
I mean, but who doesn't download music?
I don't.
Well, that's because you don't listen to music, but we should put up a poll saying who downloads music offline. I mean online.
Yeah, that's a good idea. It'll
be like 99.9% for yes.
I'll do that on the update.rsbnb.com site.
Okay.
But anyways, back to this story. They have to pay £4,000, which is approximately $7,200 US.
That's a lot.
Yeah. For 1,400 songs that the 14-year-old downloaded. I don't know. Who would download that many songs?
A 14-year-old girl. You know it's true.
Yeah. They estimate it'll take 10 years for them to pay that debt off that they owe now.
10 years for $7,200?
Yes.
That's a bit stupid right there. I mean, how poor are they?
I don't know. Well, I guess maybe that's another thing for any of our UK listeners. If you live there, I guess don't download, because otherwise you might be paying £4,000. Who knows?
Okay.
Anyways, the next tech story is Google Talk was released.
Yes. I actually tried that earlier, and it didn't quite work out, so...
Yeah, we tried making a chain, but anybody who wants to hear about that, it's actually quite interesting how it's supposed to work, but it doesn't work, really, for conferencing. Would you ever use Google Talk the way it is right now?
For talking to you or someone else, but not for, like, a conference, because it just doesn't work right now. They need to add a lot of stuff to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But for just one-on-one talking, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad. So.
I'll use it when it supports MSN and can do conference calling, when their client supports the ability to use MSN as well.
Uh-huh.
That's when I'll use it. So, there's a review of it that here in the links that I will post about it. Basically, the review just talks about what we've talked about with it. It's from DownloadSquad.com. Have you ever heard of them?
What?
Download Squad?
Oh, yeah. Kind of.
Yeah. Well, they're pretty... The quality is good overall, but...
Yeah,
as said, one person is only, so... That's the downfall right now. The next story is about Liquid Metal.
Yeah, I was looking at this one. It's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. It has the potential to replace plastics, because it can easily be like molded like plastics, being liquid and whatnot. In the 21st century, scientists at Caltech and Liquid Metal Technologies develop a technology where metal behaves similar to plastics. It's called Liquid Metal due to its amorphous or liquid atomic structure, rather than the atomic structure from a liquid state to a crystalline state. So, basically, something that has potential again. Maybe we'll start seeing liquid metal. I don't know. What do you think we'd use that would be liquid metal?
Anything that's metal right now might utilize this technology, but the main thing I would do is invest in it, because it's going to start going up and
mm-hmm.
more people are going to be using it.
Yeah, investments are good.
Yes.
The next thing for this show is, or the next tech story is a story about that estimates 24.5 million Windows XP crashes a day.
I believe that.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I believe it. I mean,
and they say there's been 30 billion so far since Windows XP was originally released.
I don't doubt that at all, right there.
Oh,
that's. I've had experience with this, and I know you have, Shane.
Yeah, just exactly on boot up here, getting ready to do the show. Crashes on boot up. I'll quote a piece of this article. Gates said that 5% of Windows machines crash on average twice daily. Put another way, that means 10% of Windows machines crash every day, or any given machine will crash about 3 times in a month. Since Bill is a math junkie, I have to assume this number is real and based on something other than a phone survey. Those reports seem like the obvious source. So, that's just a little piece of interesting information about Windows and how it's all crashing. Maybe.
So,
what were you going to say?
So, basically what we're saying about Windows and going to Macs and all that, we've been right all along, because How often do you see a Mac crash? I've never heard about Macs crashing a lot, so...
Yeah. Linux sometimes does, but it's the only time Linux or Mac, I think, does is if there's a problem in the software that causes it to crash.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But this is just ridiculous. 24.5 million crashes a day. That's...
Yeah. Another thing on my place where I get this news, there was a picture of a ATM machine running Windows XP while it was crashed. Just goes to show. Just basically a little interesting statistic there that I thought.
Oh, I've seen pictures of that happening in airports for like the departure and arrival screens. So if you're late for your flight, you might want to
check.
Yeah, you might want to call them up instead of relying on the screens there.
that's okay. Pretty funny. August 24th was the 10-year anniversary for Windows 95.
And we don't really miss 95 that much.
No, but some people actually still do use it. Like, it just doesn't die for them.
The amazing, like, two people out there that actually still use it.
Yeah. I know some of our staff actually use Windows 98 still. So, but why go to XP if you're still happy with Windows 98, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. This site has a list of all the start buttons since Windows 95. Some of them actually look pretty bad. Like
for the Windows Vista build 4008.
4008, yeah, that one's bad. Or the Windows XP Beta 2. Or like all the original Windows XP Beta ones. Kind of look bad. The only one that looks okay is XP Build 2250. I like the Windows Vista Beta 1, but they'll probably be changing that around.
They need like a different thing than this little box that says Start. I mean...
Mm-hmm. Like, put a Windows flag on it and people will still know what it means.
Yeah, because you just need to get away from the whole Windows look. I think that's why people don't really like Windows.
Because
every operating system looks the same as all the others.
Yeah. Well, the Mac one actually looks totally different.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll post this link of all these pictures of all the start buttons from Windows 95 to Windows Vista Beta 1 right now when the show is complete.
Okay.
I think that pretty much does it for tech news today. Yeah. Next is on to RuneScape questions. Our first question is an audio question from Gaming Crazy. I will play the question now.
Do you think that the Ring of Wealth works?
The Ring of Wealth. What do you think?
Does it work? Yeah, I guess it works. I get more, like, coins and stuff when I'm training with it, but... I don't really, like, rely on it, so... Yeah. I guess it does work, but I don't, like, prefer to use it.
Mike totally trusts his Ring of Wealth. He got a half shield from a paladin while he was wearing the Ring of Wealth, so...
It could just be coincidence.
Yeah, you never know, but that's what the Ring of Wealth is designed to do, increase the rare drops. Did you know that a clue scroll isn't classified as a rare drop?
So, if you wear your Ring of Wealth, it won't, like... Doesn't it reduce the chances of getting one?
Yeah, that's what it does.
Okay.
It reduces the chances. There was a Zamorak letter ages back. He said you can compare the thing to two roulette wheels. If you have the Ring of Wealth, you have a greater chance of going on the wheel that has all the rare items on it compared to the normal items.
It's not bad.
So that's a way to look at it, I kind of guess.
But do we trust Zamorak?
No.
Okay.
Do you?
It's arguable. I don't know.
And finally, the next or last question is, what gave you guys the idea to do RSBNB update? It was something interesting.
We just started it one day. I don't really know why. Whose idea was it?
It was kind of our idea together, I think, to do kind of the radio show kind of thing.
Because I know that you brought it up, but I don't know who, like, got the whole thing, like, set up and started and all that.
I think that would be us.
So just, like, a teamwork thing, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And now comes the segment that everybody likes to quote me on, the rant segment.
Oh, no.
Yes. You can read this first rant.
It's a bit long.
Yes.
Okay, the first quote is, I PK occasionally using the Iceburst spell, but when I see someone my level with a Dragon Dagger poisoned, and it's their only item, I usually run. I don't run because I'm a noob. I run because it's pointless to kill them. How is this fair? Here I am with over 300,000 GP in items in the wilderness when they are just there with 45k and 99.9. I'm starting over. And 99.99% of the time, you don't even get their dagger if you kill them. This is not fair to the real PKers. And all they do is waste your food and annoy you. Jagex should implement new rules for the wilderness like this. If an item is valued at over 10,000 GP in a general store, the protect item would not let you keep that item. I disagree with that, but, okay.
Yeah, damn it. Like, if an item is worth more than 10,000 GP, what do you carry that's worth, like, less than 10,000 GP in the wild that you'd want to protect?
Like a lobster?
Like, God, I don't know, like, if he, like, it's a part of the game. Like, it's part of the game. Just deal just with it.
Okay, let me read the other part of the same one.
They're in there because they don't want to lose anything.
Okay, on a rare occasion that I have died from one itemers, probably one to two times, I've lost 200 to 300k in items each time. Jagex needs to fix the wilderness. The pop-up that appears when you are about to enter the wilderness says that it's a dangerous place. Well, yeah. You are supposed to take risks in the wilderness. One itemers aren't taking risks at all. Please change this, Jagex. And that's from user Marcus75.
Okay. This rant, definitely, like, this person, I think, is suffering from losing. Suffering from losing. He's having a problem accepting, coming to terms that he lost.
He's in denial that he lost. So.
Yes. It's when I go clue hunting in the wild, I bring the clue item, sextant, mm-hmm. watch, and chart, shovel, and dragon dagger. That's mm-hmm. all I need. And if somebody attacks me, I just drop the shovel and one of the other clue items that I can go easily get again. Then I'm safe.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, there are ways around that kind of thing. If you don't like somebody using, like, a protect prayer, simply bring a dragon scimitar. Right? Because it has that little protection thing that prevents people from using protect prayers.
Uh-huh.
Or if you don't want them to leave, tally block them. There's
yes.
ways around everything. So, basically, this rant I don't agree with.
I think the guy just needs to get a life.
And learn that you, like, if somebody... Maybe the Dragon Dagger is better than his wizard stuff. Who knows? Maybe he just doesn't like it.
I like the dagger. I think it's pretty good. But this guy just needs to PK on free-to-play, so...
Yeah, if he's worried
about
doesn't
have to
about
worry
that.
About it.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Rant number two that we like. Rant number two here is... it says... Rant 2 says, well, I love masks, p-hats. I wish I could afford a half wine. Well, I love masks, p-hats, and I wish I could afford half wine. These medals became discontinued. What do I get in the end? Millions lost! Thank you, Jagex. This is really the kind of thing that makes your player happy. What's next? Blue p-hats? Will this dissolve? Anyways, I'm absolutely disgusted now. It took me months of clicking and stringing to gain this money. Now it's all gone. All of it. I think this is referring to those cat medals. But they're not discontinued. There was a forum mod that said they were discontinued, and everybody started selling and buying them. As a result, some people lost money and some people gained money because of this. This was yesterday on the forums and the rants.
Wait, they got rid of the cat?
No, they didn't. This mod thought that they were actually discontinued, but they're actually not. So.
Because I was thinking, why would they discontinue them?
Yeah. Don't know.
So basically, this guy is ranting about nothing.
Yeah, he's ranting about whatever.
Even I can do a better rant than that.
Go ahead. Right now.
Okay, well, I love masks, pea hats, and I wish I could afford a half wine. Yeah, this is true. I wish I could afford everything. But the truth is, I'm poor, I need to get out and work and make money and buy this stuff. So sitting here ranting about it like a stupid little noob named...
Okay, then?
And that's it. That's my rant.
Okay. As the rants form, I think, is a way to basically vent your frustration, but I don't think they listen to...
they probably don't even go on there, just to moderate for, like, bad words and stuff.
Well, here's another rant. I'm in there right now. Kegex, I'm up here. Loads of people are. Why do you hate us? For all, you know, you could have a peer working for you right now. Oh, yeah. That's right, other peers sign here. I don't know. Does Jagex hate peers?
I don't know.
I think they're complaining because people are complaining about that Evil Bob event. That they might get experience in one of their skills that they don't want to, like defense. So, I don't know. That's another one of the rants. Here's another interesting one. It's called, Well Then, I Guess I'm a Noob. So I beat you to Dragon in Heroes Guild several times. I guess that gives you the right to report me. I guess I'm a noob for that. I guess I'm a total jerk, eh? So I owned you in Castle Wars. I guess that gives you the license to say whatever you want, including noob, loser, Hallie noob, rich noob. My combat level is 89. So I owned through all your mage robes in the wildy, even though I am 7 lowers than you. I guess that makes me quite a jerk, noob, doesn't it? So I'm holding the Zamorak flag in Castle Wars. I guess that gives you every right to call me noob, ass face, including a lot of censored words that I will not repeat. So I reported you for calling me those names and not getting off my case with it. Well, I guess I'm automatically 10 years old and a loser. So I don't defend myself because I don't like talking about my age to prove that I don't know outside of an animated character. I guess that makes me a loser and a noob. So I turned on prayer. A bunch of level 70s and 80s teamed me. I guess I'm a prayer noob, aren't I? I might do something you don't like. I might beat you in something. I might be richer than you. I might have high combat. This, however, does not mean you have any right to call me obscene names or flame me. I guess I can handle it, but I'm sick of how many people have no respect or consideration these days, especially on RuneScape, to all of you. So cry to your mama. I've had enough. This guy seems like he's really down to earth about this. He seems
person. With everything he says.
Oh yeah, definitely. This is actually one of the good rants in there.
There's actually a good rant.
Yeah. I'm going to contact him, actually, and tell him I liked his rant.
Okay.
Cool Shades 3. Yeah. So, I guess this is just a way of saying our rant segment is basically a way of telling you guys what the rest of Jagex feels. Here's another one about no mentioning of websites. I think we all should be able to mention websites as long as they aren't MMORPGs, like RuneScape.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to mention other websites, especially off-topic. Forums with thread that have to do with programming. And basically this guy's saying that they should be able to mention websites. But I don't know about that. I think that's the end of the rant segment for today.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't have any rants today. Really, I don't. Not anymore.
Oh, I do.
No.
I was on World 18 at the Fishing Guild today, and there was 5 moderators there, which I thought was a bit odd. And apparently everybody thinks it's fun to be mean to the moderators.
Really? Were they being mean?
Yeah, they were, like, saying inappropriate things and all that. Some people got muted. It was actually pretty fun.
Really?
But why are you mean to the RuneScape moderators? So they have more power than you. Who cares? Don't be mean to them. Now on to our last segment, which is other stuff. And what are we doing on RuneScape?
You first.
I've been fishing for a while. I got level 77 fishing today. I'm trying to get up to about 78 or 79, because I need about 9,000 raw lobsters to cook for level 80 cooking, so I can cook some of my sharks there. And I have about 6,500 so far, so it's going okay.
Oh, yeah, so if I need to buy some, I can come to you.
Yeah, I'll have plenty of lobsters for sale as soon as I get them all cooked.
Okay.
Sometime within the next 2 or 3 weeks, so...
I've been training stuff, training, basic training, I'm visiting certain creatures all over the place, all over the realm of RuneScape, so it's not really that interesting. What do we think is coming next? Obviously that quest, that soil, that are the seeds that were missing in September. Apparently that quest is coming this week with the soil that was missing also.
I guess so.
So, I guess perhaps we'll see that. So
I want Playground House to come out.
I think that's in December.
But it should be now.
Well, that'll come out soon enough.
And will Santa Claus and Easter Bunny visit our houses?
Maybe. I don't know.
Do we get mail at our houses?
That would be very interesting.
Can we send packages to people at their houses?
Packages that contain what?
Gifts.
I see.
Whatever you want.
Uh-huh.
You should be able to buy a random gift from the post office and just send them a random gift. Like that you don't know what it is, it's a certain price.
Huh.
Like 1,000 GP per gift, and it just has a random item.
What if you get a piece of charcoal?
You get one gift could be ashes, and the next one could be a dragon chain. So
yes, yeah. Speaking of a box of stuff, since the only person to send an audio question in this week, I'm guessing that Gaming Crazy will be getting a box of my stuff from my bank.
And 5,000 GP from me.
Alrighty. That's okay. Good. So, whenever you listen to this, let me know so we can set up a time to make the exchange. You give nothing to us. We just give stuff to you.
Yeah. Well, you gotta give the question to us.
Yeah, he gave that to us already.
Okay.
What do you think is going to be September about?
I think September will open up a new area. We need an Asian-influenced area. You know?
What would there be there?
With samurai stuff.
Interesting.
Samurais. With dragons. But we got dragons already.
Yes.
Ninja stuff and throwing stars.
Throwing knives?
Throwing stars.
Oh, those kind of things. Yes.
Yeah.
I know the cool stuff. Yeah. I think September is a fall month, so maybe they'd introduce some kind of other farming thing, another farming quest. You need to go around to all these fields and help these people harvest their crops.
No farming. Farming is no fun.
Yeah, I don't think everybody doesn't like farming.
I was looking on my clan site today at this level 124. All great stats except for farming, which is level 1. So even the high levels don't even farm.
Yeah.
So, except for a few high levels we all know.
Yes, that's right.
But farming isn't that great.
No. I wonder where you think the highest level farming is right now. What's your guess?
92 or 93 or something?
Yes, 93.
Okay, last time I checked it was 91, so...
Yeah.
Just assuming.
The person who got number 1 runecrafting first is level 92 farming right now. Lots of high-profile people on the first page here. The number 1 herbalife person and the person who got number 1 runecrafting first.
Oh, I think I know who that is.
No, you don't.
Okay, not that person?
No.
Okay.
Somebody else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's this person that we all know.
Yeah, but he's... I think he was an okay person. I think that's enough on that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, just looking at the high scores table right now. I'm trying to punch in a rank.
Let's do 1 million.
Let's see, I punched in 900,000. There's a person with 322 skill total there.
Okay, I'm going to go on to high scores right now. I'm going to type in 1 million.
1 million. 266 rank. It's full.
And 101,568 experience. I can do that in one day.
Yep.
I mean, man.
Oh, he just got bumped off. He just got bumped off. Oh, you can also expect to see a new service coming to RSBNB this week. I'm not going to say what it is yet, but you can expect to see a new service coming to RSBNB within this week.
Oh, I think
so.
Which one it is.
Just keep your eyes peeled for a new service. Everybody will like this service.
Definitely. I believe nobody else has this service available. So.
Yeah, that's enough. That's enough.
Oh, sorry. Okay. It'll be good.
Yes. Yes. I think that about does it for this episode of RSBNB Update. This has been Shane1208 with Pika69. If you have any audio questions for next week's show, send them to questions@rsbnb.com or send them to one of us over at MSN. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, everybody.